A person who could help you. Where can they be found? Do they even exist around here anymore? Let's discuss. There have been people throughout history who make introductions. You know the type. Their kind of efforts aren't always free. They'll want a favor someday for sure. But that kind of network has broken down in backwater places like this one right here. Music and art are dying and weak. No one supports you, they think you're a fool. 'Cause nowadays you'll find that there isn't a guy. You're on your own, so why would you even try? A herd of clueless hipsters, that's what you've got. The only ones who talk to you don't know squat. Oh,
don't know squat. Oh.
size, there'd be a guy, someone with knowledge and connections. But no, there's nobody like that. There's never a guy.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh. Yeah, you thought that'd be smooth when I did that, right? You're like, oh, yeah, this guy's got it under control. What I said was you are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Conclusion?
There is a certain social process which is known and very visible, but perhaps not acknowledged as much as it should be. It is that one where a new idea, or an old one in new form, is accepted by a minority, while the majority are shouting treason, rubbish, kook, communist, anarchist, capitalist, or whatever is the term of abuse valued in that society.
Infringer.
And they develop this idea, at first probably in secrecy or in semi-secrecy, and then more and more visibly, with more and more support, until, guess what? This seditious, impossible, wrong-headed idea becomes what is known as received opinion, and is loved and valued by the majority.
Conclusion?
Look, people, you heard it on the radio.
I get one.
You seen it on a TV show.
Okay, you better listen to me good, because this is the ABCs of anarchism.
If ever the free institutions of America are destroyed, that event may be attributed to the unlimited authority of the majority and oblige them to have recourse to physical force. Anarchy will then be the result.
I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
Guess what?
I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
Guess
what?
I think that it is well that you should know all about it.
Whatever people want is true, even if it is.
It's your responsibility now to see that I get what I want.
Conclusion?
Guess what?
I want to tell you about anarchism.
Conclusion?
Because everything that you have heard about it is wrong. All got it?
Guess what?
I say, how about a mega statement? It's true, even if it is
wrong.
Because they may come back to you and say,
wrong.
Who can say it is? Who can say it is?
I want to tell you about anarchism, and I believe that anarchism is the finest,
no
biggest thing that has ever been in
life. There's no objective, there's no right and wrong. There's only people's arbitrary desires.
I want to tell you about anarchism, because anarchism is the only thing that can give you liberty, well-being, and bring peace and joy to the world.
You just have to remember, whatever people think is right is right.
Yes. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I'm not
The Country Bunny
Teletubbies
Boutique, located in Laurelwood across from Oak Court Mall. The
Teletubbies
Children's Boutique, located in Laurelwood across from
Teletubbies
Mall.
Certain men getting their way.
Side drink.
The
Anarchy.
Children's Boutique, located in Bunny Country. Bunny, Bunny, 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 Bunny Country.
We've never promoted some kind of cliched anarchy and rebellion stance, obviously, in our direct, in our music, or whatever.
But just hold on a minute.
But hold on a minute, wait. Before I can tell you what anarchism is.
Conclusion?
Just never ending, you know. They're just going to continue until they win and beat us down into a pulp.
We won't let that happen.
I don't know.
Well, what a bunch of jerks.
I get knocked down.
Well,
we won't let that happen.
Well,
I get. At its best moments, this nation has always found its true source of political energy.
Well,
among those citizens and unexpected places.
Well,
who took it upon themselves to act.
Conclusion?
What a bunch of jerks.
Would they prefer anarchy?
Get forced to A, B, or C?
Anarchy is not war against law.
Would they prefer anarchy?
Thought it was A, B, or C.
Anarchy is not law or disorder or chaos.
I get knocked down.
Being involved in something like this, I tell you, it can strip the hope right out of you. You start really looking the beast in the face day after day. And you see what the problems are. And you do all those kinds of good things you're taught to do. You write and you call your member of Congress. You write letters to the editor. You go out and vote. It makes no difference.
Anarchism, actually, is the opposite of all of that.
Through early morning fog I see visions of the things to be.
Tinky Winky.
Sing songs that remind him of the good times.
All the Teletubbies were feeling very, very happy.
Let me think. No, I don't keep it under the sink.
I know no country in which there is so little true independence of mind and freedom of discussion as in America.
What I think we ought to do, get rid of everyone we got in there and clean house. Even Republican or Democrat.
Clean house.
We got to get something to change the system somehow. I don't know how. I don't know how.
You must avoid the government of democracy.
Would they prefer anarchy?
The founding fathers hated two things. They hated democracy and they hated monarchy. And they saw to it that we would have neither.
Anarchism means that you should be free.
That
no one should enslave you or launch you, rob you.
You just have to remember,
impose their will upon you.
Whatever people think is right, even if it isn't.
Hey, well, man, tell me what's right.
What's right? If you don't know what's right is, then you don't belong in this country. That's what's destroying our country. A lot of damn flapping mouths.
There should be no war.
This doesn't matter.
No violence.
This doesn't matter.
No monopoly.
This doesn't matter.
No poverty.
How can they not expect the government to regulate us?
No oppression.
Because we can't regulate ourselves.
And no taking advantage of your fellow man.
Somebody has to.
The ideal is very clear. The ideal is a completely fragmented, atomized society where everyone's totally alone, doing nothing but trying to pursue created wants, and the wants are created. It's known that they're created.
As the memo says, feelings are facts. Feelings are facts. The perception lies in the eye of the beholder.
Don't you know the difference between up and down?
Oh, sure.
I get numb.
I don't think you do.
No?
But I know something that might help you.
I get numb.
Well, I know a song all about up and
down.
Conclusion?
Drinks a whiskey drink. Drinks a vodka drink.
If you succeed and achieve your goal with people, great. The strategy worked. If not, switch your viewpoint. There are no absolutes. Turn to some different people. Remember that whatever they think is right, even if it isn't. Then try again. Conclusion?
It is evident to all alike that a great revolution is going on among us. But there are two opinions as to its nature and consequence.
Conclusion?
It says a great deal positively about
the. I don't think you'd find many citizens in the street who would agree with the positive aspects of the.
Would they prefer anarchy?
Conclusion?
This is your friendly, stupid weatherman reminding you that when they can't have their anarchism, I have to make it right for them. Every time. How about that?
Would they prefer anarchy?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's some Chumbawamba. Chumbawamba with Negative Land. It's actually more Negative Land with Chumbawamba with the ABCs of Anarchism. Wrapping up that long set of music thanks to that last song. Before that, Longboat, some new music from Longboat with Never a Guy. Also played A Flock of Seagulls. Yeah. Iran, Photograph, Listening. You know the hits, but I went with Nightmares from their Listen album. Gold, Ethan Gold, actually. Ethan Gold gave us his version of Bela Lugosi's Dead, starting off that entire set of music. 15 minutes past your 10 o'clock hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock Sync. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've got a mock coming up in midnight. We've got a radio and a music calendar at 11. We got music to play for you. In between all of that, hey, don't forget, did you know that kids who spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter and more successful than kids who don't? And with any luck, funnier. So corny dad jokes is one of the simplest ways that you can actually share a moment with your kid. Take a moment to make a moment and make your kids laugh today, because dad jokes rule. Go to fatherhood.gov for more information. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and, of course, your good friends here. WRCT. got a suggestion for a song, call me up at 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728, or just drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Do my damnedest to play it for you, because I'm here for you.
Cancel the song. I've been- heat of her neck, he gives nothing more than the least she expects. It's not so easy to be so controlled, but it's something he'll master before he grows old. He knows if she could, she would take him somewhere where his dreams would be free to get tangled up in her hair. When she says she could free him, he doesn't doubt it. He tells himself, I don't wanna know about it. No, no, I don't wanna know about it. Well, just look at the trick the magicians conceive. Now she eats from his hand when there's nothing to feed. When she wants it, he slices some meager percent like it's all that he's got, like it's all that she meant. He knows if she could, she would take it somewhere where his dreams would be free to get tangled up in her hair. When she says she could, doubt it, he tells himself, I don't want to know about it. No, no. Slipping in between her legs, he decides it's a good place to be. It's a great place to hide from the love that he's had, from the love that could be. Know about it. I don't wanna 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 know about it.
Two blankets and a bookshelf, a picture frame and a couple keys to a couple.
Pittsburgh Zone Rave Ups here, wrapping up that set of music. Yeah, I said Pittsburgh Zone Rave Ups. What do you mean? Well, my old timers listening go, yeah, I know what you mean, Monster. The new timers are like, I don't even know who the Rave Ups are. And then those middle timers who are listening are like, tell me more. So the Rave Ups back in the mid 80s, they were on like, I think they were in the movie Pretty in Pink. That song was on that soundtrack, Positively Lost Me. But before the mid-80s happened were the early 80s, and Jimmer and company lived here in Pittsburgh, and they were doing their rock and roll thing, and they moved to, like, L.A. to make it big, and guess what? They got on Pretty in Pink and got on a major label. Jimmer and company, they played the Three Rivers Arts Fest a few years back as Jimmer and the Red Ups. But wanted to play something Positively Lost Me, because you know what? Positive, I've lost you. I've probably lost you by now. If you've been listening to this show since I really kicked it in around 9:30, about an hour ago, you're like, dude, I don't know what's going on with you, but I think your doctor really needs to change the meds. Before the Rave Ups. Uncle Green from, I think they're from Atlanta. I believe they're from Atlanta, GA, from their major label debut from Atlantic Records. And I don't want to know about it. They were label mates before they were a major label debut. They were label mates with the Windbreakers. I played some Windbreakers before that. Both were on the DB record label. From 1989, the Windbreakers gave us Portrait of Blue. And then I start off everything with the Go-Betweens. Go-Betweens with Streets of Your Town. Grant McLellan actually passed away on this day back in 2006 at the age of 46. Wow. Of course, my background music gets all sad at that point, too. They're like, oh, let's just bring it all down. Hey, my name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've got a mock at midnight. You know what? I think tonight, I'm going to tell you what the mock is now. Well, we're already an hour and a half into the show. Because you need to know that today, May 6th, 2022, it's National Nurses Day. So I am celebrating nurses by playing songs and songs only. With nurse in the title. So throughout the evening, you might hear songs with nurse in the lyrics. Because I was doing research. I'm like, I should play that song too. Like I played the New York Dolls earlier, Pills. Nurse is in the lyrics. But I'm playing songs with nurse in the title as songs from my mock to celebrate nurses. Although a couple of the songs aren't as flattering to a nurse, but I do celebrate nurses and doctors and people, first responders. I celebrate all of those. I really do. They do a job that I don't, and I appreciate that. But that doesn't mean I always appreciate people who do jobs that I don't, because you know what? I didn't go into law. I did not go into law because when I was in the college era of my life, I took a communications law class and I didn't like it. I was like, ugh, I don't like law. Just not my thing. It's just not my thing. I did radio instead of law. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Except for my crazy rockin' attorney. I'm sorry, my rockin' attorney. I don't know where crazy came from. My rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. He did law and radio. So that means he's a little better than me. Just a little bit. He's got a radio show called Courts in Session. It happens each and every Thursday evening right here in WRCT at 8 p.m. where he takes classic artists. He takes a classic artist that you threw up on, and he plays new and newer music by them. So you're like, oh, what's Boston doing? And they're really not doing it. No, actually, he played some Boston a year or so ago, and it was really good. So like, he plays, in fact, I've got to tell you, he's got the lead singer of Triumph, I think, this next week on his show. And I'm going to tell you, that Allied Forces album from Triumph, that's the one that when I'm cleaning my apartment, I throw the vinyl on because I have the original vinyl and I just play that for whatever reason. That's my cleaning up the apartment, cleaning up the flat, cleaning up my chateau, whatever. I do that to Triumph Allied Forces. Anyway, if you got a suggestion for us, let me wrap up Courts in Session, blah, blah, blah. Thursday nights, blah, blah, blah. It's here on WRCT, blah, blah, blah. That's it. Anyway, I'm just kidding. It's actually a good show. You should listen to that show. I had a caller call in. You can call in with a request right now or in 5 minutes because I'm still on the microphone. 412-268-WRCT. 412-268-WRCT. I try not to get political with my commentary, but the caller called in and said, you know what? I need to send a song out, much like Casey Kasem did back in the day, to some certain justices on the Supreme Court. Yep.
the pressure of the crash to the rocker. See the red they go down the escalator. Now listen to the truth, right? Accelerator. When you realize that you've got to have a brother, now this place is gonna knock you out sooner or later.
So don't complain. Shout your mouth,
and pretend you enjoy it. Think of all
I've got a rose that I call a petunia. It's in a vase that I call the big chill. I'm in a city I call Las Vegas, 'cause it has just what every man needs. I'm in an army I call the freedom fighters. We only kill what we know we can't free. I have a buddy called Salvador Dali. He looks a lot like Mr. Magoo. He has a lisp, I call it a problem, but I wouldn't if I were you. I have a job that I call an adventure. We have a motto, I forget how it goes. We're in a building I call Aunt Jemima. The hallways whistle whenever she blows. I have a housewife who I like to call honey. She's as sweet as a bumblebee. She read a book by a guy called Spinoza. We make love while watching MTV. I have a gun that I call Richard Milhouse. It smells just like a blow to the head. I smoke a pipe that I call distraction. I mean distinction, or is that what I said? People say you're doing fine, turning lemons into lime. You're free to call a spade, long as he's digging his own grave.
That is the band Senator Flux wrapping up that set of music from their Spectacle Testicles album. I'm trying to figure out when it came out, and I don't see it on the album. I think Influx was the follow-up, and that's the album I owned, but of course... WRCT owns the classic vinyls. That's naming names from Senator Flux. Before the Senator Flux, how about some helicopters doing Bob Seger's Her Struts? Bob Seger celebrating a birthday today. He's 77 years old today. Tell you a fun story. My physics teacher in high school went to high school with Bob Seger. He said they didn't hang out. That's all he told me. Oh, before the helicopters, how about some Clash? Bill said, Hey Mockster, it's my birthday weekend. And I want you to play any cheesy birthday songs, so put those away, please. Put all the cheesy birthday songs away and play some good songs. And by good songs, I mean play the Clash. So I play some Clash for you, Bill. It's happy birthday. Have a great birthday weekend. In fact, if you know Bill, he's out in Ambridge. So if you're in Ambridge, just stop out at a bar and say, do you know Bill? And if you know Bill or don't know Bill, just celebrate his birthday. Say happy birthday. Before the Clash, some requested Sex Pistols from Never Mind the Bollocks with Liar. Caller literally said to me, I don't like this song, but I also don't like what the Supreme Court's doing right now, so could you please play Liar? So I'm like, all right, I'll do whatever you want, you know? So that is for you. Take it as it is. Hey, my name is Paul. I'm the Voxter. Almost the Voxter. I'm the Voxter. I'm the Voxter. We've got 8 minutes before before we get into a radio and a music calendar, and then more music, and then a nurse mock. National Nurses Day is today, so we're going to put songs about nursing under the mock light. Some brand new music from Super Chunk. If you got a request, let me know.
Tears down
That is brand new music from the Valkyrie Band, title track from their Walking Sideways album. Oh, what's the name of the song? Walking Sideways! I just told you it's the title track to the album. Wrapping up that set of music to get us here at the top of the hour on WRCT Pittsburgh. Before the Valkyrie Band, how about some Bow Wow Wow? With Louis Quatros and Superchunk in that set of music. Brand new music from Superchunk. On the Floor is the name of the track that you heard. I gotta remind you that AARP does understand the many roles that caregivers play, like driver, personal shopper, maybe a financial manager, nurse, maybe just son or daughter. That's why they created the aarp.org/caregiving website. It's an online resource center that connects you with experts and other caregivers. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love by visiting aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. This message brought to you by the AARP and the MOCK at the WRCT. It is National Nursing Day, or actually Nurses Day, not just nursing. If you're nursing, that's awesome, but it's not your day. It's National Nurses Day. We're celebrating nurses by playing some songs that mention nurses in the title at midnight. We call that the Midnight Mock. But now that it's just now, it's 4 minutes past 11 o'clock, we have a WRCT radio and music calendar to get to. Let you know some things going on around town. Maybe it's on your radar, maybe it's not. Start things off with the WRCT radio calendar. It is May 6th, so you got about a week, because now through May 12th at the Harris Theater, from visionary director Robert Eggers comes The Northman.